grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Chris Fowley.
Good afternoon.
And another lovely floral shirt.
Oh, thank you.
What's going on?
If only people could see it. big day today. We're open late at the Hemp Store.
Shopping on K Road. There.
Everyone's open late, I think. I'd like to think, anyway.
Beautiful day for it.
Great day.
Yeah.
And so we're going to have a bit of live music.
Mm-hmm. Yep, we'll be up there strumming from 7, I reckon. I'm going to try and slip away. You're at about 22 or something like that. I've just moved the amps and the guitars up there, so
that's right. And I tripped over them.
Did you really?
Yep. Health and safety, right there.
The lovely person you've got said that was where to put them.
It probably was. But it's my fault. I'm sure of it.
Rad.
So as well as your fine self, playing some nice music, and it was so good a couple of weeks ago, drifting up the road.
Right on.
Here,
can't wait.
Road, everyone's like grooving away. We've also got some tastings of a new drink that's out. This is a terpene drink, cannabis terpene drink, called Good Herb Soda. And the guys from Good Herb are going to do some tastings in the shop tonight from 6 o'clock.
Mm.
And we're open late, like, as I say, like most of K Road. And we've got these couple of drinks here.
Yeah,
so
interesting.
I don't know if you want to give that one a go. That one's the Unwind.
We're in a science zone here.
Unwind is like a Blue Dream. And Blue Dream is the number one in California. And what it's got is the terpenes from cannabis. And so in cannabis you have the cannabinoids,
mm-hmm.
and then you have the terpenes, and they're all acting synergistically. And some of the terpenes act directly on the body's own, what's called the endocannabinoid system, which
I've
is where the THC and the CBD plug into.
John's opening his.
So this one's high in myrcene and alpha pinene, got a bit of beta carophyllene.
What?
And
one day we'll understand what all this means when we actually legalize this plant.
What is it? What's the purpose? What's the purpose of these terpenes?
It could enhance your cannabis experience. Going to get into one.
Oh, so you pair
one of these as well. This is in zone. This one doesn't get you high as such.
It's not actually psychoactive, but it's nice.
No, it's not psychoactive.
Is it nice paired with a bit of DAC? Is it? Is
that what I like to. We're about to try. I think.
Okay.
Just as the terpenes interact with the cannabinoids and the endocannabinoids. So if your endocannabinoid system's a little bit out of whack, then maybe this will help.
Mm.
And that's why the terpenes that are in the in zone. Are kind of getting you in the zone, and they're a bit more uplifting.
Can it hinder?
And the ones that are in the unwind, which is your Blue Dream one, that's more the relaxing terpenes that are more
I
sedating.
Feel like John and I are drinking the wrong ones.
Possibly.
This one smells really good before I even get in there.
Lemon, mango, clove, and monk fruit in the unwind. So it's just like a health tonic.
Not too much sugar
it's
in
a health
either.
Tonic.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is, and it's kind of lightly sparkling, not no sugar, yeah. And
OG Kush.
Mm. Yeah,
boy. Mm.
We'll have to try the pairings later on. I think
this is from a local manufacturer of hemp and
right here
whatnot.
In Auckland.
Okay,
good stuff.
Locally sourced hemp.
It's a good looking product. Well done.
Well, I don't know. Come on down to the shop and ask them. They're going to be there tonight, and you can ask them all the questions all about it.
All right.
How do you find these people, Chris?
I think we hooked up online. How about that, eh? That's
classic.
The modern way.
Yep.
Yeah, and then I bumped into them at a market last week, so there you go.
Brilliant.
Yeah, and speaking of markets, we can segue to what we were talking about last week, which was this guy, Lockhorst. What was his name? Jason Lockhorst?
I just called
like
him.
I don't
total
want to give
legend.
Him the wrong name.
That's his name.
He was selling cannabis out of a portacom in the Littleton. Yeah, Jason Lockhorst. And Stuff, being marijuana media, that's why it's of interest to us. Stuff did a bit of a trying to rack people up. Shock horror. Mm. Well, not too much shock horror, but they've done a follow up trying to, hey, what's the community think of this?
Mm.
And rather than the community going, oh, get this guy, run him out of town.
Yes.
The community are expressing concern for him and his patients.
Yes.
And rallying behind him, saying leave him alone.
Whereabouts was it again, sir?
This is just at the Littleton Port. No. Green Crown Therapeutics being run out of a portacom in the Littleton Port.
So yeah, obviously did have a lot of loyal customers and doing a lot of good for the community in a little Robin Hood way.
And I guess from a regulator's point of view, potentially, it could be that, hey, well, we don't actually know what he's selling and what the cannabinoid levels are. And that's why I think, make a level of licenses where people are like that, where it's quite easy and they're not locked out, and make testing available. So rather than, you know, if he went forward to someone like ESR and wanted it to be tested, they might call the police on him. But rather than that, you know, like, let him do it.
Yeah.
So, you know, we've got to, you know, acknowledge that green fairies such as this are out there and are actually helping, by my estimate, over 99% of people who are using cannabis medically.
Sounds
are actually
like
being helped
living,
by the green fairies, not the legal companies, because the legal companies, you know, haven't got up and running yet.
Yeah, right.
You know,
we kind of predicted this, eh? With the sort of uptake of the medical situation and the expense that it is, it's all pretty obvious where we're at.
Yep. But hey, one cool thing that I thought, this was from New Zealand's own Callaghan Innovation, and they published a paper this week. So this is, you know, the government's research arm, right? Callaghan Innovation. And they've been very supportive of medicinal cannabis and hemp of the industry, so trying to get them up and running and that. And they've published a study looking at the ideal conditions for decarboxylation to maximize your THC and your CBD. And this is really cool. This is actually some, you know, novel research that surprisingly, you know, just hasn't been published before. Mm. And if you go to analyticalcannabis.com, we actually have a link on the normal Facebook page, but analyticalcannabis.com has the article, and it'll link you through to the study. And it's got all the temperatures and that.
Can you just unpack
that
for me a little bit?
So decarbing, when you have your cannabis in your fresh form, it's in the acid, the cannabinoids are in the acid form, THCA and CBDA, and these are non-psychoactive, they have different properties. Mm-hmm. So, some medicinal properties, but not as many. And so you need to do what this process called decarboxylation. Mm-hmm. Normally that involves heat. So you have to cook the cannabis or burn the cannabis. And if you just have fresh cannabis that is just live, you know.
Is that what you do when you're cooking it, when you're actually cooking with cannabis as well?
When you're cooking it, you're actually preparing it. That's exactly what you're doing, is activating it. Yeah. But cannabinoids are volatile, and so are these terpenes, like in this drink here. They're volatile, like come off at kind of low and similar temperatures. Mm. And so if you do your decar wrong, you might lose all the good bits, you know, by heating it too much in that. So there's a bit of a trade-off of how long you should heat it and what the temperature. What they found is for THC, 160 degrees, just for 9 minutes. All this stuff about, you know, boil it in butter for 8 hours and that, what a load of bollocks. Right. I've always been dubious. All you do is stink your neighborhood out. It's 9 minutes. And any more than that, and you're losing all the good bits. And CBD, on the other hand, was a long, slow one at a much cooler temperature.
Oh.
So I think from memory it was 90 degrees at
if you've got a bud,
overnight.
You want to find a happy middle ground of all that if you're trying to maximize. You know what I mean? Is it going to be? It's going to be different for every bud, isn't it?
Yeah, potentially. Yeah, and I guess if you've got cannabis that has both, how do you do both?
Yeah, that's
same
what I mean.
Time?
Yeah, exactly.
So, whereas at a kind of pharmaceutical level, you would separate them out, and then you'd be able to do them separately, and then you might recombine them.
But science, that's weed.
That is an interesting thing. And also back to the guy on the wharf, and just looking at another guy, John Banks Price, 82, in the paper this week as a skillful Tauranga cannabis grower, avoiding prison. He was growing and stockpiling cannabis to get a wheelchair and pay for a back operation, and he certainly looked quite frail, and but good on him for being a skillful grower. And they were looking to throw him in jail at the age of 82, and fortunately he's avoided that. And but really, you know, give the guy a license again, and give him a wheelchair and give him a bloody back operation.
Did you say his name's John Banks?
John Banks Price, in fact.
Greetings, I'm John Banks.
Different John Banks.
Price.
I just had that lying around, so I thought I'd maximise.
That was a goodie. And another one, I hate to be all the doom and gloom, but there's a happy one on this too. There was a guy that got a scholarship to the America, Fulbright Scholar. And his old cannabis conviction from years and years and years ago was going to keep him locked out of America, and which it would. And so he had to go to the High Court in Wellington this week, and good on him. The High Court said that is ridiculous and has quashed his conviction, ruling the consequences of this were out of all proportion to the gravity of the offence. And this is exactly what we do need to be looking at, is actually quashing all of them, rather than having to apply one by one to a High Court, because you're a Fulbright scholar.
If it means
I mean,
get
how
to
many
say the
people
word quash
get that?
A few more times as well. It's a good word.
Don't they automatically get wiped after 7 years?
Quashed, John.
No, you get to hide them under the clean slate, but it doesn't hide them from government agencies and things. And so that's the thing. We actually want to get rid of them. The clean slate under what we have now, you've still got the conviction. You just don't have to reveal it for a minor one. But you do have to reveal it in other circumstances. But quashing them, or the other word we like to say is expunge.
Oh, it's another good one though. Squelchy word.
Mm. What else have we had? A couple of good studies coming out of America. One showing out of all the states in America that have legalized cannabis now, there's been so many, and up to 46 out of 50 states have some form of medical or full legalization. No increase in youth use in any of them. So
probably a drop in opioid abuse, though.
That myth again, just smashed out of the place. And opioids, this was the other good study I was just about to mention.
There you go.
They did I hate to call it a survey because it sounds like it's not legit, but they got a whole bunch of doctors and asked them, well, how would you go through and do your dosing guidelines and your recommendations for patients when they're on opioids? Mm. And so this has been published, and again, we put a link on the Normal Facebook, and it's a really good study that you can show your doctor, because this is like their number one, we've found the number one reason that they don't want to make the prescription is because they don't know how to. They don't know how to dose it, what to actually tell people, and how to manage the other medications. Mm. So here's the study right here that shows them how to titrate the cannabinoids, how to taper off the opioids, how to monitor and evaluate it.
A plan.
And it's got some actual milligram dosing amounts of what to do. And again, so if anyone wants to get in touch, I can send that to them, or just have a look at our normal Facebook and you'll see a link through to it right there.
Could be very helpful for some people. John's totally quashed his drink. He loves a brain drink.
Yeah, it's great. It's great.
Yeah. Gotta drink some more of that. Mm.
Bit of carbonated water, lemon juice, apple juice, monk fruit juice, natural flavors. And the terpenes.
This terpene graph on the back is kind of cool. It looks like that weird company from.
Hmm. Are they like a they're like a spider web graph?
It looks like DharmaCorp or something. Better go and press the button. Yeah. Hang on, I gotta go.
Don't think of the spiders. But so the Kush one. What have we got high in there? That again, high in the myrcene, but also in the limonene. So you know that's going to have quite a different effect, as people know when they.
It's got Himalayan pink salt in it. Hey.
Now, Chris Fowley, once again, what's happening up at the hemp store this evening? We've got Big Hungry in Tehuhu and Sang playing.
Sang first, and then Tehuhu.
All right, and we have the Good Herb Soda drinks. Guys, Arjun 1 and Arjun 2, are going to be there doing the tastings. And so, you know, if people have any questions, they can talk to the founders right there with some free tastings of these nice drinks. And we have a few more specials. And, you know, Hemp Hemp Hooray gets you 10% off. And on top of that, and...
You have to say that out loud.
Oh, yeah.
Like, okay.
Yeah. And Dank Santa will be floating about.
Sweet.
Hemp Hemp Hooray.
Please right. Tell me Dank Santa is Mike Havoc.
Should be.
Brilliant, Chris. Always a pleasure. We'll catch you a little bit
thank
later
you.
On the strip.
All right. Thank you very much.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.